It is Monday morning, and it's time for The Political Front, an HBR's weekly look at state politics with our own Josh Rogers. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
Josh, let's talk about the news that broke over the weekend that longtime District 1 Executive Counselor Ray Burton, who served the northern part of the state for 30-plus years, won't be seeking re-election. Now, Burton's had a kidney removed earlier this year, but he returned to the hospital recently because his cancer is back. And Saturday, he checked out of the hospital to rest at home. Can you tell us about Counselor Burton?
Well, Ray Burton is 74, and as far as I know, he's the longest-serving elected official in New Hampshire. Burton's a politician who's omnipresent in the communities he serves and who actually seems to love dealing with people. When a constituent approaches Burton with a problem, his characteristic move is to take an index card from his coat pocket, jot down the particulars, and then see what he can do. Burton's also shameless when it comes to the reciprocal aspects of politics, namely, if I do something for you, you may do something for me in return. And the bottom line is that for years, Ray Burton has delivered, or at least tried to deliver, for the northern part of the state like nobody else. State jobs, funding, political appointments, services large and small. And for years, his constituents have really had his back. His campaign slogan is Burton for certain. And that's pretty much the case, and has been for years. So you wouldn't know it the way Ray Burton's acted, aggressively raising money or aggressively handing out old-time campaign trinkets like plastic combs and potholders with his name on them. I always run like I'm a few votes behind, is what he says. That really hasn't been the case for decades, though.
And the job of an executive counselor, which is basically to approve state contracts and branch appointments, isn't one that the general public, you know, pays much attention to, but it can be a stepping stone. In fact, it was Judd Gregg's first elective office, wasn't it?
It was. But the big thing about Ray Burton is he's never really betrayed any desire to do anything beyond serving on the executive council and also as a Grafton County Commissioner, which he's been for several decades as well. And the reality is Ray Burton might not have been able to go any farther in politics. And while Burton's a Republican and one who's been courted by presidential hopefuls since the 70s, you'd be hard-pressed to divine any political philosophy beyond that of wanting the best for his district and collecting political chits for later use.
Yeah, and that sounds kind of like an old-fashioned approach to politics.
Extremely. And as anyone who spent any time following Burton around could tell you, he is constantly among the people marching in parades, driving one of his vintage cars in parades, attending God knows how many Grange and community suppers. Every election season, he even barnstorms his district in a small plane. He calls it his airport tour. He clearly is committed to representing his district, and voters have stood by Ray Burton when things are thick and even when things have been fairly thin.
What do you mean by that?
Well, a few years back, a campaign and driver of his was charged and found guilty of soliciting underage boys. I'll spare you some of the more lurid details, but police found lengths of rope and duct tape in the trunk of his car. And it came out that Ray Burton actually knew this man, had had a previous sex offense, but still used him as his driver. When this story first broke back in 2005, a good deal of New Hampshire's political establishment immediately called for Burton's resignation. Then Governor John Lynch, the entire congressional delegation, some of his fellow executive counselors, and many of these politicians that Burton had helped get elected, also editorial pages of several newspapers. This was serious and not a scenario the average politician could withstand. Ray Burton simply carried on and said he'd leave it up to his constituents. Along the way, he allowed that the situation would, as he put it, put the chase in his reelection. As it turned out, that wasn't much of a chase at all. District 1 reelected him in a landslide. And, you know, soon enough, some of those same politicians who called for him to quit were back to praising him and campaigning with him. But I guess that's politics.
Yeah, exactly. Now before you go, just to be clear, Councilor Burton says he won't run for reelection, but he's not stepping down right now from the council, at least at this point.
Correct, Rick. How vigorously Councillor Burton will be doing the job for the rest of the term remains to be seen. In his entire career, Burton's missed only a handful of council meetings. The last one he participated in was by phone while he was getting treatment for his cancer. We'll see what happens for here. Ray Burton's no doubt a resilient man, but kidney cancer is obviously pretty tough, too.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
That's Josh Rogers. He joins Morning Edition each Monday for On the Political Front. It's a look at New Hampshire politics, and you can follow Josh on Twitter. Josh Rogers, NHPR.